It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls. We're back for the continuation of opening day play here in the 2024 HSAA Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16. A couple of games are in the books. We've got two more coming up tonight. The Butler Bearettes are getting ready to challenge the Lady Bearcats of Anderson County here in our game coming up. And right now we're going to head down the way where Ivan Rawls is ready to catch up with the head coach of Anderson County. Let's go down to Ivan Rawls right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of Anderson County, Coach Clay Birdwhistle. And, Coach, you come into this week, you know, a lot of dreams can happen this week. Talk about the Bearcats and coming into this week, especially this first matchup.
Well, I mean, as far as coming this week, to understand our story, you have to understand how last year ended. You know, we were 18-1. Our starting center goes down. We finished the year out 8-5. There's a lot of girls over there that decided that we were going to come back here, and when a lot of people didn't think we were going to. And we worked our tails off all off season, all, you know, through the season. It's been a grind, but it's all fingers pointed to this moment, to this time. And you know, we're really excited to be here. You know, obviously Butler's a handful for anybody. Certainly for us, they're so much bigger than we are, but you know, we'll see what happens.
You talk about the experience this team has. This program has been one of those preeminent programs over the last few years with success. Talk about that mentality coming into this week. How that those experiences maybe help you on a game like this tonight?
Well, the fact that my two best players have played in this kind of environment is a really, really big deal. The sight lines are a little different. There's three three-point lines on the floor. You watch every game, and everybody's shooting off the men's college one, whether they want to or not. It just happens. But just understanding, like, little things like that. And also, you know, I told them before the game, I was like, listen, for some people, like, this is the biggest moment of their lives. It's, for us, it's Wednesday. And, you know, we expect to be here. We've worked really hard to be here. But, you know, we're going to go out here and do our job and see what happens.
What have you been doing as of late, maybe, that maybe you weren't doing early in the season that gives you a lot of promise coming into this week?
Well, the offensive rebounds in the regional tournament specifically won two games. The semifinals and finals, we averaged either 5.5 or 6 offensive rebound per fourth quarter. And when you're having that many more extra possessions in the fourth quarter, you're going to be hard to beat. And, you know, we trail both games at halftime, so this isn't a bunch that's going to get rattled real easy. But like I said, you know, all that stuff sounds well and good, but when you get here, you just have to come out and do your job in front of other people. And Butler, obviously, is, you know, one of the bigger teams in the state of Kentucky.
I was getting ready to say that they're a type of team when you see them step off the bus. You know what the challenge is.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Maybe what you've seen in scouting them, and maybe you've seen them in person.
Yeah.
Where are they scary with this?
Well,
team?
I mean, obviously, when you have a 6'5" girl high school player in the state of Kentucky, it pops off film. You can't miss her. And when you add in the fact that my starting center is 5'7", you know, that it presents some issues. You know, we've just kind of joked all week long. You know, Faith is short, but she makes up for it by being slow. So, you know, we know that we're gonna have to help, and we're gonna have to deal with them early. But here's the thing, you know, even if you get her stopped, the Knight kid is absolutely phenomenal, and they've got a great supporting cast. They're super athletic. They're gonna get in your shorts defensively. So, there's a lot of things that pose problems for the Bearcats tonight. But, you know, again, it sounds like coach speak, but we just got to do our job one possession at a time. If we do that, you know, I think we'll be in this one.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck not only tonight, but hopefully get a chance to have this conversation again on Thursday.
Hey, it's a date.
All right. Thank you, Coach. I meant Friday. That's the quarterfinals.
Right, we'll do both. We win, we'll do both.
All right. Coach Clay Birdwhistle, the head coach for the Bearcats of Anderson County, and have a good friend, Mark Evans, here. He's a good friend of Coach Birdwhistle as well. And we're going to take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll have an opportunity to talk to the head coach for the Bearcats of Butler Traditional High School out of Louisville. You're listening to the Mingy Beef Jerky's Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
With Ivan Rawls back here at Rupp Arena tonight as we get ready for 8th Region Champion Anderson County, the Lady Bearcats, who we've heard from Clay Birdwhistle, as they take on the Butler Bearettes, the champions of Region 6, coached by Candace Wheeler. And a lot going on here before the game. We've got the officials for the game. They're posing for pictures before this game gets underway. These two teams, well, They are familiar with the state tournament play, although the Butler Bearettes a little more familiar. This is their 17th appearance, and we're last here in 2017. It has been a little bit of a run for them in terms of not being here, but they've won 5 state championships. If you go back to 1975, when girls basketball came back into play, the Bearettes were the champions. In 76, they were runners-up. They won again in 1980. Then they went through a three-decade drought, won in 2008, 2014, 2016. And right now, Ivan has caught up with their head coach, Candace Wheeler.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Bearettes of Butler Traditional High School, Coach Candace Wheeler. And Coach, dreams come true this week, and I know that's what you're hoping for your team this week, that a dream can be realized over these next few days. Talk about your team coming into this week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think this was the thing that we talked about when I first got the job, even the very first meeting that I had with them. You know, we talked about winning a region and coming to the state championship. So for that to come in fruition is pretty good.
Talk about what this journey's been like for you and this group of young ladies.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey. It's been up and down, but definitely excited to be here, and I think they finally, you know, realized that we could do it.
Okay, Coach, I gotta let you go out to
Mick. Sorry.
Sorry about that. That's Kenneth Wheeler, as we didn't want to hold up the pregame festivities here. As we're coming up on the 13-minute mark here at the Mingy Beef Berkey's Girls Sweet 16, Dan, I'll take a one-minute timeout. We return more here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
We're back here with Candace Miller, head coach for the Butler Traditional High School Barretts. And, Coach, we were just talking about your team, about dreams being realized. Talk about your approach coming into this game against a very good Anderson County program. What conversations and what things have you been talking about with your team these last couple of days in preparation for this week?
Yeah, I mean, Anderson's a very, very good team. Only lost two games, got two really, really solid guards, but we got some pretty good players as well. I mean, obviously Ramaya and Mariah, but I think my guards are playing pretty well too. But we got here now. The excitement of getting here is now over. Now I've just been talking about them about settling in. I mean, obviously everyone's going to be nervous, everyone's going to be anxious, but who can settle in first?
When you look at this Anderson County team, what jumps off the page when you see the way they play and maybe their personnel as opposed to maybe what you do well or maybe teams that you've seen that maybe play like this Anderson team?
Yeah, they play slow. And then, too, they're holding people to 33 points a game. And I think we're about 44. But they kind of play the way we like to play. But I think, you know, in watching them, teams have sped them up, have had a chance to win. But I think at the end of the day, you can't overthink it. You just kind of play the way we play. They're going to play the way they play, and then the best team will win.
Coach, just talk about the first 4 minutes. What do you want to see the first 4 minutes of this contest?
I just want to see us get after it defensively. If we're locked in defensively, I know that we're locked in and ready to go. But again, you just got to settle in. We get a stop, if we get the ball first, whatever the case may be, we got to execute on offense and then go down and get a stop.
You had a chance to get a few words from Mona Todd, your high school coach. Anything she could impart to you about this moment?
Yeah, I mean, we were in the state tournament championship game my freshman year when I was at Manual. So great coach, always, you know, loved being around her. She's just so excited that I'm here. I think she's going to be obviously partial on the radio, but I'm excited. It was really good to see her.
Congratulations, Coach.
Good luck. Thank you.
All right, that's Candace Wheeler, head coach for the Barretts of Butler Traditional High School. We're going to take this two-minute timeout and return. More here from the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 right here at Rupp Arena. You're listening to us right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
You know it could have been some honey.
miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Hey, we're back, and the crowd coming into Rupp Arena, and it's really kind of strange, Ivan, isn't it? I mean, we get you got the Anderson County crowd down here,
yeah,
and they're in the student section, and they're big. I think we've got, you know, some students from Butler, but yeah, they're not in the student section. I mean, you got eight people in there. We got some people up in the stands. I don't know. It's everybody's red and white. It's hard to tell who's who.
And Butler would have had a bigger crowd here had this game been earlier and during the school day. I guarantee you. Yeah, the fact that it was after school, some of those fans may have decided, hey, well, we're not going to make that trip to Lexington. And, hey, they might be confident, think they're going to be playing. Early on Friday, too. So, you know, that can go both ways. And we'll just blame Brian Mollum, an alum of Butler Traditional High School. We'll say, Brian, you got to talk it up and get more of your brethren from your alma mater here to support the Bearettes.
Well, this Butler team is 26-8 on the season, and they have lost to they've lost to the big boys. You know, Cooper beat them pretty handily, 17-point win. Pulaski County, which is not here, but boy, they were one of good teams down the 12th, beat them by 5. Covington Holy Cross beat them by 9. Ryle beat them by 7. They lost to a team out of Missouri, and then they lost to Sacred Heart by 31. Pretty obvious that they really struggled to score in that game. And then they lost to Assumption by 9. And to DuPont Manual by 19. But hey, when the chips were down, they picked up easy wins, and they come into tonight's game riding a 7-game winning streak at 26-8. Anderson County, on the other hand, at 32-2, the only teams to beat them. Clark County beat them by 22 back just before Christmas, and then they lost to Simon Kenton by 17. In late January, they come in riding a long winning streak. 15 games in a row they have won. Beat Spencer County by 3 points in the championship game of Region 8. That Spencer County team, a lot of people were hoping Spencer County would get here just because, boy, there's a club that hadn't been in the state tournament. And but they had quite a season, but couldn't get past it. This team is, though, they beat Frederick Douglass by 5 points. We know that is a good quality club. These are capable teams, but I think it's a game that absolutely could go either way.
It really could. And like I said, it's going to be able to, who's going to be able to dictate play. Obviously, the concern for Anderson County is to deal with some of this size that Butler County will put out there on the floor at times. And will they dominate the inside, you know, both on the glass and just points in the painted area? This Anderson County team, although not as potent offensively as they've been in previous years in the past, they still have a couple of shooters that can absolutely, you know, light you up when they get those opportunities. And so it's going to be a matter of, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes, obviously, you know, not giving extra possessions, especially on the second chance point opportunities, but then who could just play a good, steady floor game. Because when you look at you know, this Anderson County team, obviously everything that they do, you know, revolves around Laney Johnson. But Jenna Satterley is the type of player that if you sleep on, she can really hurt you. And I think they really need a big game from her, because I think they know what they're going to get out of Johnson. what are they going to be able to get out of Satterlee in these matchups today?
These teams average just under 60 points a game in a girls' basketball. If you're scoring 60 points a game, that's pretty good offense. Anderson County is a better team shooting the ball. They just do it a little bit better than Butler does. Butler is definitely a better rebounding team, so we'll see how those things orchestrate into tonight's game. Let's go to our public address announcer right now for some of the pregame activities. Actually, we're going to pause a minute. We'll be going for the anthem coming up here very shortly here at Rupp Arena. I think quite a story. Candace Wheeler, who played there, played for Manuel, was a tremendous player and still a relatively young lady, and now getting a chance to lead this Butler team here in the state tournament. I just have a sense she's going to be somebody that's going to get a great effort from her team, and we know Coach Birdwhistle always does.
White Way Auto Glass is Kentucky's premier.
We're getting ready to get the crowd called to their feet, and we'll have the national anthem coming up.
Henry County.
National anthem. And now let's get ready to head down and get the introductions of our starting lineups. I don't know how many people you think were singing that anthem.
Yeah, I didn't even count that time. I got to start playing your trivia, but it looked like it was maybe 15, maybe.
Almost 30.
Oh, gosh. It seems lifting it. I like the way they did it in different venues. They did that one like in the open concourse.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena at the Central Bank Center for the thrill and excitement of the greatest show in hoops, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the 8th region champions with a record of 32-2, the Anderson County Lady Bearcats, and the 6th region champions with a record of 26-8, the Bearcats of Butler. Fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with the Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Anderson County, at a guard, a 5'8" senior, number 3, Jenna Satterley. For Butler, at a guard, a 5'3" senior, number 3, Amara Gober. For Anderson County, at a guard, a 5'9" senior, number 10, Claire Cooper. For Butler, at guard, a 5'4" senior, number 5, Keziah Bradley. For Anderson County, at a guard, a 6-foot-even junior, number 31, Laney Johnson. for Butler at a guard, a 4'8" junior, number 14, Anijah Russell. For Anderson County, at a guard, a 5'9" junior, number 35, Ella Baum. For Butler, at a forward, a 5'7" senior, number 25, Mariah Daniels. For Anderson County, at center, a 5'7" senior, number 55, Faith Hyatt. For Butler, at a forward, a 6'3" senior, number 33, Liana Elliott. The head coach for Anderson County, Clay Birdwhistle. The head coach of Butler, Candace Wheeler. Your officials for tonight's game, Bob Cole, Ralph Fugit, and Tyrone Fields. The alternate official is Donald Gilmore.
The stage is set. The stakes are high. The big boy.
There we go. We have the starting lineups. The Butler Bearettes are dressed in white uniforms with red and a little bit of gray trim on there. A little checkerboard on the side of their pants, and the Lady Bearcats, they're in black uniforms, red numerals trimmed in white. I say black, it's really, I think, it's a really dark blue.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful uniforms. We've got some of the Anderson County guys, they've taken the shirts off, they painted the Bearcats, the letters on their chest down the way. They're getting into it. When they announced the starting lineup for the Bearettes, they said Leona Elliott, but that's Ramiah White. She is the 6'5" player. She is into jump center against Faith Hyde at 5'7". Ivan, this brings to mind a moment in sports back when the Montgomery County football team
played Doss.
And you had the captain's meeting out in the middle for it. Anyway, we're ready to go here. Anderson County will move right to left on your dial, and we're going to battle with Coach Wheeler the whole night because she's about 6'2", and she's going to stand in front of us.
She's tall.
That's okay. We'll let her get away with it. We'll, I think, enjoy the timeouts. The Bearettes get the tip, and there's a shot missed out of the left corner for a three-pointer. A rebound is up and no good. And boy, the first missed shot, Mariah Knight, who is a big score for them. They list her at 5'7", Ivan, and we'll just get that out of the way real quick. I'm going to say about 5'10 or 11 at least.
Yeah, she's much taller than what is listed.
Here is Johnson dribbling across the key and down the baseline. They get it in there and back out to Satterley. Satterley and Johnson are Lady Johnson and Jenna Satterley for Anderson County. They collectively are scoring at about 37 points a game. Johnson a little bit higher. They try to go down inside. The ball is taken away by Butler. Josiah Bradley, a little 5'4 senior, comes up with the ball, sends a long pass down. It's intercepted. Jenna Satterley comes out there. Satterley will stop and go. Goes all the way to the glass, puts it up. It rolls off. Battle for the rebound out on the floor. Picked up by the Butler Bearettes. And Anisha Russell goes down and goes up for the shot. And doesn't make it, but gets fouled, and she'll be going to the line for two shots. And that foul is going to be against Faith Hyatt, a 5'7 senior who is listed, even though they have Johnson at 6 feet and Ella Baum at 5'10. Faith Hyatt is their 5'7 center.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's 5'7 or not. Free throw is up and good by Anisha Russell.
Yeah, Lane Johnson, she's really a guard. She's a, you know, kind of a small forward type in their skill set. They don't list her as an interior player.
Russell's made a pair of free throws, and it's 2-0 now. They list Russell at 4'9". Now she's a little bit taller than that, no question. Because they list Kazai Bradley at 5'4", and I'm not sure that you can reverse those. Down the baseline, Johnson puts up a jumper from 12 feet. Good.
That's the challenge you have if you're Butler, is how can you stop Johnson in space if you're guarding a one-on-one?
There looked like a travel down the baseline that didn't get called. Back on the outside, Butler gets it deflected out of bounds. Right into the hands of Coach Birdwhistle down way off to our right. And he made a nice catch and headed back to the official as Butler gets ready to inbound. And Anderson County settles back in his zone. We'll see if they can try to get the ball inside to their center, who has a big, big height advantage in there. They'll try to double her and front her and keep the ball out there. Driving down, they try to get the ball to her. They do. Turning and putting it up and in with the left hand, and a nice move was Ramiah White. And it's a 4-2 lead for the Butler Bearettes. Boy, I like that move, Ivan. She showed a little bit of quick first step moving to her left.
And literally child's play when you get the ball down inside to her that deep.
Claire Cooper from the left wing throws the ball away, but it's knocked out of bounds by Butler.
That's an action that you'll see a lot out of with this Anderson County team, Dan. Use that back pick there at about the free throw line extended a lot of time, trying to get that lob in there. It's a staple of their offense.
So here is Satterly. Bounces it to Faith Hyatt, and now moving in is Satterly. Doesn't have anything. Hands it off to Ella Baum, and they'll move it back out to Johnson. Johnson's going to try to drive in. Spins, weaves, goes up about 14 feet away, banks it in.
And that's the thing about Johnson. She's so smart. She could have shot that three-point shot. She's that good. But she went and got a better shot.
Tied at four apiece. Here's a pass inside down the baseline, but too far of the basket is the for a shot. They get it back on the outside, and Keziah Bradley misses a three. Rebounded by Anderson County. Johnson comes down, stops, misses a three. The rebound picked up by Anderson County, though. Getting it back is Claire Cooper. Cooper's a 5'9 senior, and she gets it back out to Satterly. Satterly will work against Keziah Bradley in that man-to-man, although a lot of switching going on. Faith Hyatt. Satterly again, out between the circles. Johnson sets a high screen, picks and rolls. They go to her. She gets under the basket, goes up, puts it up too hard. Rebounded back up and in.
But because
Johnson
brought two with her on that miss, it allowed the backside rebound to go unopposed.
Anderson County's his first lead at 6-4, and the three-point shot put up from the outside is no good by Mariah Knight. And rebounded. Here's Laney Johnson moving down inside. Back out. Faith Hyatt, a three. Good. Top of the key.
And when you got your post player that can step out like that, White can't come out there and guard her. And that's where they have the advantage. Boy, now she's fighting White for position then on the inside.
9-4. The lead for Anderson County. The Bearettes try to set their offense against the zone. They get it high. They go low. Turning with the left-hand layup. She looks like she can do that all night. Ramiah White. And it is 9-6. Her second field goal. Hey, if you get the ball to her within a drop step of the basket, she looks like she's going to be able to put it in without any trouble. Here's Satterly down left of the lane. Little jump shot bounces in for her.
You know, we talk about the advantage that Butler has with White on the floor, but on the defensive end, if she's got to come away from the basket, Anderson County can get an advantage then inside as they did there.
Now, Butler has three really small players on the floor. There's a ball knocked away from the Bearettes, but they get it back. And a little floater off the right baseline is no good, but the rebound taken by White, who gathers herself and then gets fouled in there, and that'll be on Hyatt. And Hyatt's going to pick up her second foul here early.
Yeah. You got to bring your lunch pail and a couple other people's lunch pail. You're going to be down inside of White. The White's coming out, too, right now. And she needs a little breather, too. But you know, we talked about Grace Merkel from Bullet East the last few years down here. This is a different kind of post player you're dealing with White.
And for Butler is Amari Robinson, a 5'9 senior. It was a common foul, so Butler with the basketball down 11-6. We have 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter of action. Over on the left side is Malia Patrick. And then down, they try to get it in the lane. Ball is knocked away. And coming up with it, the Anderson County Lady Bearcats getting the ball. Faith McGregor, who's into the game, the junior. Here's Johnson with it, right of the key, couldn't get a shot away. And now driving down to the right side is Ella Baum, doesn't have anything. Gives back to Johnson. Johnson guarded by little Emery Gober at 5'3". Johnson goes in, posts her up, missed the shot. Rebound taken off there by Mariah Knight. Mariah Knight goes right side. There's a three on the way. Good. Right. Knocking the jumper down was Malia Patrick. And it is quickly just a two-point game, 11-9. Anderson County to lead the ball, 2:10 to play here in this opening quarter of action. Satterly across the timeline. Butler in a man-to-man defense. They bounce it down in the lane to Johnson, who gives out on the left side. A three-point shot is put up. No good by Claire Cooper. And how about Emery Gober at 5'3" in there with the rebound. And she's not 5'3". More like 4. She's more like 4 or 10 or 11, I think, Ivan. She's not very big at all. Has it out top of the key, McKnight walk.
Yeah.
Knight, Mariah Knight, got called for traveling on the left side. Was going to take that ball to the rim. And we do get a media timeout finally. 1:41 left to play in this opening quarter. It's an 11-9 lead for Anderson County. And we'll be back here at Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Well, as we come back to the action now, 11-9 the lead. After they broke up from the timeout and they were kind of jockeying around for who's going to sit where, and I can tell you exactly where Ramiah White sits, wherever she wants to.
There'll be no objection.
Even the coach would give up her seat.
I'll give up my seat if she wants to come back here.
Hey, here's Anderson County with the ball. And a two-point lead. They go in the lane. Johnson turns. Got players in there on her. Gives it out. Three-point shot right side. No good. Ella Baum missed it. Rebounded by Butler. They whip it down in a hurry down that left side, but not even looking for the shot was Malia Patrick. She had hit a three a moment ago, but didn't even think about it that time. Here they work it with Anisha Russell. Gives it back over on the right side to Patrick. Now Patrick to Knight. Knight turns, weaves, bobs, goes between two players and lays it in.
Showed great patience right there, and I thought that's what Anderson County should have did the last time down there. When Ramiah White's not out on the floor for Butler, you've got to go down inside. I just feel like you've got to take advantage of not having her in there to offer shots.
Anderson County, they have the ball knocked away, but Laney Johnson gets it back. Johnson's going to drive into the lane, stops from 14 feet, missed a jump shot. Rebound grabbed by Amari Robinson, 5'9 senior, leaves the ball off with Anisha Russell, junior, and she will have it on the offensive end off to our right. Dribbles around behind a screen by Knight. Now gives the ball up. Here is Keziah Bradley. Dumps it down the left side, spinning into the lane, unable to get a shot away. They fan it to the corner. A three is up and well over the mark by Keziah Bradley. Rebounded by Anderson County. Ball knocked away and out of bounds by Patrick. It'll be played by the Lady Bearcats. And with 1.7 seconds left in the quarter, they make a change. This is just really to give a little rest to Mariah Knight as Ramiah White comes back into the game. They got Amari, they got Malaya, they got Mariah, they got Mariah, they got Araya, they've got Ramiah, they've got Leona. There's a three, put a pretty good shot from very long range, but it doesn't go down. And we come to the end of the first quarter. We are all tied 11 apiece. Looks like a good one coming up, folks. Don't go away. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision.
and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
In the innocence of youth, as you sit here and you look at these faces of these lady Bearettes, and as they watch Coach Wheeler doing a little diagramming, and boy, how about the hairstyles right there?
They got them.
They have got them. I mean, they are locked in. Wonder, that's a lot of work that's gone into that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's there's hours sitting in the chair on that. There's no doubt about it. That's the one thing I can say about women in general. They will sit in a chair for a long period of time to get their hair done just right.
Anderson County with the ball to begin the second quarter.
You put me in a chair, in a barber chair, more than 30 minutes, and I'm done.
I can do your hair a lot quicker than 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know what it looks like if you do it in less.
Yeah. Outside, Hyatt down the right baseline, driving for the basket, putting it up and in off the glass was Faith McGregor. That's a nice move by the junior for her first 2 points of the game. In Anderson County, back to the lead, 13-11. Malia Patrick, the 5'8 senior, across the timeline. Now she moves off on the right side and moving to the point of the offense is Russell. And now there's a three put up good off the right side by Patrick, her second three of the game. And the Bearettes are back on top, 14-13.
And Patrick did that off the dribble, too. I thought it was probably an ill-advised shot when she didn't take it initially, but she needed the dribble to give herself a little rhythm.
Here is Hyatt, top of the key. And again, there's the ball taken away. Satterley gave it up on the dribble to Bradley. Bradley goes all the way down, lost the handle, recovers, gives it back out to Patrick. Patrick will look on the inside to White. Now down the right baseline, making a move and laying it up and in.
What a great find.
Amari Robinson.
Patrick just showed great floor awareness right there to get that ball down on the baseline.
16-13. Butler with a three-point lead. Satterley to Johnson, who comes over the ball on the right side, dribbles in, but is turned away. Good defense by Amari Robinson. But, keep it on the drive, and there is Bradley. Johnson backs up, fires a shot near the top of the key, and it's off the mark. It goes out of bounds, and Butler will play it.
And, Anderson's going to get a timeout, and I think Coach Burwis is going to talk to Satterley. Satterley has to be able to help Johnson, and he needs her to be more of an emphasis in this ball game.
We get a break. 6 minutes, 19 seconds to go first half. Butler leads 16-13 over Anderson County. We'll be back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Around at halftime, Larry Vaught is going to be our halftime guest. Here we are tied, or we were tied at 13, and Butler has moved ahead to lead it 16-13, 6:19 to play. in the first half. Coach Cheryl Wheeler, but seems really relaxed to me, Ivan.
You got to remember, she's been around the college game a lot. She played at Xavier and then transferred to Louisville in her athletic career. But then she's coached as an assistant at a number of different stops.
Here we go with Butler. They go down inside to White, turns, lays it up and in.
Yeah. And the one thing you find out a lot about college coaches, they do play to those matchups sometimes. And there's no doubt coming out of that timeout, she wanted to play to a matchup.
18-13. Little run going right now. This team trail. They trail. They've gone a 7-0 run. They get it down inside to Satterley. Takes a pass from Johnson and lays it in.
And I think that's
down the right baseline.
That's who that last timeout was for Jenna Satterley. I kind of felt like that when Coach Bird was there.
18-15. Patrick across the top of the key. Gives it up. Anderson County defensively is... Are they man? Going for the basket, laying it up and missing it was the smallest tape player on the floor in Emery Gober, and then the tallest player, White, rebounded, couldn't get it down, and now Anderson County has it. Johnson for three, no good, and the deep rebound is picked up by Butler, getting it out on the floor as Adija Russell. So Johnson came down, got a good look, it just didn't go down. Butler with the ball, driving in is Russell, and goes for the basket and gets fouled. Russell's going to get a chance to shoot a couple of shots. And Johnson gets the personal foul. That's the first on Laney Johnson, the first here in the second quarter on either team. Butler making a couple of changes as they get Gober out of the game. They get Robinson out of the game. Back in comes Bradley, and they also now re-enter Mariah Knight. They look into White. They float it into her. She goes up and lays it up and in. Mike got away with a little walk there.
Yeah, she kind of hopped on her feet there. But, boy, you know, it is a struggle. Whoever's having to guard White down that low block, you've got to put every ounce of strength you got into her and beat her to her spot.
4:39 to play in the half. Butler with a 20-15 lead. Faith High, top of the key, looking just to Satterley, who dribbles left, goes down the lane. Stops, puts it up, no good off the glass. Rebounded by Anijah Russell, who brings it ahead for Butler, but Anderson kind of able to get back quickly. They go inside. White again, short jump shot, no good. She's about 10 feet away that time. Rebounded by Anderson County. Satterley comes right down the lane, kicks it in the left corner. It's deflected out of bounds. Anderson County will play it.
You're going to see Ramiah White come out now. Again. Okay, so she can only take so many trips up the floor like that before she has to come out. That's the one thing that you have to be concerned with if you coach Wheeler as this game goes along.
Well, when she comes in.
When she's in there, she's a difference maker.
Anderson County Johnson deep in the left corner has killed a dribble. She's in trouble. She's in trouble, finally able to get rid of it. Now, for Anderson County, Madison Glass in the game, goes back to Johnson. Johnson in the lane, a late foot jumper rolls off. They battle for the rebound. Anderson gets it back. Back to Johnson. Her jump shot is no good again from 16. And Butler with a rebound. And we get a foul. That'll go against Madison Glass. That'll be her first. Team foul number two here in the second quarter. And Butler gets the ball with a five-point lead and 3:49 to play in the half.
And Butler got away with one there because, you give Johnson two good looks like that, she's going to usually make it count against you.
Here's Russell across the timeline. Very deliberate right now. Looks in at a 1-2-2 zone, I believe it is. Kind of hard to tell. Here, out beyond the top of the key is Patrick with it. Gives it up. Now, here is Knight. Goes at a high post, dribbling down in there and flipping it up off the glass too hard is Robinson, who's back in the game. Amari Robinson missed it, and Satterley the rebound. Brings it right down, sends it left corner. Three ball is on the way. That's no good by Cooper. Rebound, though, taken by Anderson County. They get it back. Driving into the lane, flipping it up and off the glass and good is Madison Glass. She used the glass
used
that
the glass.
Time.
How
and it's 20-17.
How appropriate.
Got a good crowd from Anderson County, don't we? I mean, they got a bunch of folks from Lady Bearcat Land. There is Knight spinning and puts up an air ball from about 17 feet away. Anderson County the rebound. They can tie with the three. They go inside, up underneath. Shot is put up no good, but rebounded by Faith McGregor. Gets it outside. The three rattles around and stays in. for Satterlee. And we got a brand new game again. We're back to all even at 20 apiece. And a timeout is taken by the Butler Bearettes with 2:33 to play in this first half of action. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
I'm just trying to guess, but I think Anderson County has one of the largest single school crowds that we've probably ever seen in a girls state tournament. I may be, it's hard to tell when you get in this facility and you try to think back what it was like at at Diddle at Western Kentucky University and in Frankfort, other places. But well, I'm just thinking, you put this crowd, what they've got, in some of the other facilities. And
the only crowd, you know, and there were two different crowds. There was one when we were down in Western Kentucky from Marshall County 1 year, but there was one from Allen County, Scottsville, that stands out to me. That place was like red. I think they borrowed some people from a couple of other counties.
Here's a red shirt. Go in. I will pay for your way. Buy you dinner after the game. I don't know anything about basketball. It doesn't matter. Go. There's a three put up, no good, by Emery Gober. And of Butler, and rebounded by Anderson County. They got a chance to take the lead. Johnson dribbling top of the key. Ball is knocked away from her. A nice defensive play, but she's able to get it back. Russell really sticking with her tight. Now, driving in on the right side, going underneath and getting it blocked from behind and out of bounds for Anderson County was Kate Cooper, and I'm sorry, that was Ella Baum, and nice defensive play. Following her and trailing in was Mariah Knight. And now we get a timeout taken with just 1:59 left to play in the first half. Tied at 20 apiece. Wigan will step out and be back in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Anderson County, the ball underneath their own basket as they inbound it. Trying to set up Satterlee. She inbound the ball, and then comes back and gets it, but going to have to work it back out front. Satterlee goes to Johnson at a high post, just right on the three-point line, actually. Back to Satterlee. She's being really closely guarded by Keziah Bradley. Down the left corner, dribbling for the basket to Madison Glass, but she gives it up. Johnson leans in from 14 feet and knocks down a jumper.
Yeah, you know, third shot made by Johnson in this game. She's 3 of 11. You know, she's gotten volume of shots. They haven't all been great shots that she's got, but if she warms up, look out.
Anderson County back to the lead, 22-20. Quick pass inside. Getting open, Knight lays it up and in.
The overplay.
Mariah Knight with a second field goal. We're tied again at 22.
Good-looking athlete is Knight.
I wish they'd actually put a tape measure on her so we knew how tough she was.
Deception.
Satterley. Hands out long range. Here's Johnson. Gets it. Gets open for a three right side. No good. Hit off the glass and the iron, but Satterley with a rebound. So they get it back. Right side. Faith Hyatt, three, no good. Deep rebound. Anderson gets it again. Those are long, long rebounds. Then over to Johnson. Johnson's going to try another three. Block from behind. Coming up was an Isaiah Russell. Russell, a long pass down. Hits the target, laying it up and in.
And right there.
It's Isaiah Bradley.
Lanny Johnson was not aware that Russell was behind her. And, boy, what a great defensive play right there.
24-22 Butler. 18 seconds to play in this first half. Satterley waiting near the timeline. Now goes to Johnson. They move it over here to Ella Baum. Hyatt, 6 seconds to go, and it's through the hands of Glass on the far side. She picks it up, gives it back to Hyatt. Cross-court pass, they didn't get a shot. So good defense that time played on that last possession by Butler, and will send them into the halftime break with the lead at 24-22. Don't go away. Larry Vaughn will step in and be our halftime guest, and when we return, halftime of this opening game of the night session, game three of this Sweet 16. The lead belongs to the Butler Bearettes as they are 2 points on top of Anderson County, 24-22. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
And in the words of the Hall of Famer, Marty Brenneman, we had a good old good one going right here. 24-22, Butler leading Anderson County at halftime. And, you know, you don't have to have a million points to have a great basketball game. But Larry Vaught, Kentucky's men's team, they sure like scoring those points, don't they? Good evening.
Yeah, that means you can't have a great game when you have a lot of points. So I do like scoring. This has really been an entertaining first half here, the best game so far that we've had today. And it's not that the pace has been slow. It's just been pretty intense. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah. Larry Vaught, of course, how many years have you been writing for the print media?
If I could make it to January, it'll be 50.
And can you remember the first thing you covered?
No, because I actually started before that when I was in high school and college. I worked with the paper in the summer. And probably then I was mainly a county fair specialist.
County fair, boy.
Whatever none of the regulars wanted to do at the newspaper, that's what they hired me to do in the summer. So I would go to baby shows, dairy shows, flower hall. I mean,
did Boyle County have a good county fair?
Yes, they did, but I went to Mercer County, Casey County, Lincoln County, Garrett County. I went to all at horse shows. that was something else that seemed to be, if you were low man on the totem pole, you drew that. But I think it probably helped my career because it taught me to learn how to write about things I knew nothing about and how to listen.
Yeah. Did you learn to really like horse shows at all?
Yes, I never understood them because I couldn't tell because there's no finish line to get to. But the people in the horse, in the show horse industry, in the walking horse industry, were so appreciative to have somebody come out and cover them that they were extra patient explaining things to you.
Yeah. Well, you changed roles. When did you move? What year did you move from being a regular Danville newspaper guy to being a statewide columnist and to doing all these other things you're now involved in?
Well, I made that transition 7 years ago when it really wasn't all of my choice. Lose when one door closes, you have to find some others to open. So I was able to do that. But I guess probably when I got my first exposure statewide was with Oscar Combs and the Catspaws back in 1976 when he started me at when he was a weekly publication and I was writing for him. Started out with no pain. He told me he'd take care of me, but I thought that the recognition I would get him, I get my name out there a little bit, would probably hopefully help me in the long run. Never thought I'd stay at Danville the whole time in my career, but I did. But it was a great thing to do and kind of got me out there and got me involved in the UK sports scene, and here I am still doing it.
Hey, and Danville football was always great to cover, and then Boyle County became great to cover, and Center College was always a lot of fun to cover, even if they weren't that good.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. But also, Harrisburg had some terrific teams along the way. I've covered a couple of Lincoln County football teams that went to the state, and a lot of other teams. We had a lot of great track athletes, and I mean, I covered wrestling, baseball, softball. I mean, I was around when soccer started as a sport. I was around, you know, right after girls' basketball had started. So, seen a lot of things change along the years.
And now, people in the, for instance, in the Mount Sterling area, they read you on a regular basis. And in the Mount Sterling Advocate, you're writing a statewide column that focuses on UK. But for people that haven't read you, it's a different side of UK, isn't it? I mean, you really found a niche because I love Billy Reid used to talk about the late Billy Reid. He'd say, you know what, the Kentucky Derby, gosh, there are a million stories in the Kentucky Derby. UK athletics, there are a lot of stories there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. And what I try to do is, especially my weekly column, is try to find something that I think somebody else hadn't already written about or has talked about and try to think, what am I going to do a little bit different? Okay, if I want to do a Reed Shepherd story, well, everybody's talked about Reed. What about if I talk to his sister and get her interpretation on what's going on? So that's the kind of things I try to do, so if you pick my story up and read it, it won't be something that you've seen 15 different places already.
Do you think, you know, what percentage of the people who really are basketball fans, who know the game pretty well, thought that Reed Shepherd could be anything close to what he's been at the University of Kentucky coming in as a freshman?
I would say there's probably about 20% who thought he would be pretty good and he would be better than most everybody else thought, and I would put myself in that 20. I would say there's maybe 1% at most who thought he would be this good, because I never thought he would be this good, because I watched him a lot in high school, and I'm telling you, he never shot 54% from three-point range in high school. Never, ever. But he's just been terrific. And I knew all the other things. I mean, he's the all-time steals leaders in Kentucky High School basketball for a reason. He knows how to do those kind of things. He was, you know, close to a 4,000-point scorer, if I remember right. He was one of the, I think, top five all-time in assists. So it's not like he just suddenly started stuffing a stat sheet. But I think his uncanny ability to hit that three-point shot, then I think a lot of people just thought he's coming from Laurel County, North Laurel. How good can he be? Well, they have found out he can be pretty darn good. And I think I got one coming next year, the Travis Perry, that probably won't surprise people as much now because of what Reed has done. But I got a feeling Travis might be better than what a lot of other people are thinking, too.
Different. A little bit different type of player, but
Yeah,
Not that much.
I used to say, yeah, the biggest difference was that Travis was a better shooter and Reed was maybe a better all-around player. But now with the way Reed is shooting, I think I got to revise that a little bit. But Travis is the same type of guy. He's a terrific passer. He'll get in there and rebound if he has to. He can pull up and hit shots in a variety of different ways, knock down free throw shooters. So, yeah, they've got a lot of similarities in their game.
What happened to Reed Shepard? I wonder if you can comment on this a little bit, because I really think that what happens with most high school players, you know, a good high school player, they're going to go to college. They get an opportunity to play. They get a scholarship, and they're going to go. And from senior year in high school to freshman year in college, they probably don't improve a whole lot. They're excited to be making a move in life, and, they let the game just be what it is. And then maybe between freshman and sophomore year, they start making a move again. And Reed Shepard did something different. I would love to know what his work ethic was from the time his senior season ended until he came to UK.
I'm going to guess it probably did not change a lot, because he's kind of a workaholic, gym rat type guy anyway. But I think maybe his confidence just got a little bit better. He settled in with those teammates really well. The system they run in college seems to suit him even better. I think early in the season he was a guy that a lot of opponents didn't worry that much about. Now they have to, but Kentucky's got such a good team, you can't really slack off on any one guy. And he's just been fun to watch. I think he's kind of rejuvenated the Kentucky fan base.
I think there's still a case, don't you, that, if I'm playing against Reed Shepard, you told me how good he is, and I've watched him. He looks really good on film, but my goodness, he looks like he's 15 years old. I don't think he can be that good. I think that gives him an advantage.
Yeah, I think that's probably the same thing people said about his dad. Because, Jeff was always kind of baby-faced and didn't look like that killer athlete out there that he was. And then also on Kentucky's team, you're thinking, well, I can't let Antonio Reeves go off on us. And if Dillingham's in there, he might get 20 points in 5 minutes. So we can't get it. And then Wagner can drive. So that means everybody on that team is set up perfect, because everybody's got things they can do. And you just can't concentrate on one guy, or two others will kill you. Now they got Edwards coming in there shooting 60% from 3-point range in the last 10 games. You can't help but feel really excited about postseason play for Kentucky.
Write a column sometime about there's always another dynamic, and we think about how the advantage of having players that have been around that stay with the program, and but what about the advantage of coming up with a group of players where nobody really seems to care a whole lot who scores the points and who gets the credit? And Reeves is going to score when he can, and Shepard's going to score when he can, and anybody else will score when they can, and everybody seems to be happy, don't they?
They do. I think that's one of the greatest things about this team. When you look over on the bench during a game, and you got guys that came here thinking they were going to maybe be lottery picks and are playing 5 minutes a game, yet they're up cheering, smiling, pulling for their teammates that come out of the game. They all hug and clap. There's not been one whisper anywhere all season of anybody being disenchanted on this team. Even when guys were struggling at times, everybody was all the same boat. They talked about teammates, worked with them. It's just been a fun year. And I'll even give John Calipari a little bit of credit. I'll give him a lot of credit for it, but he's kind of, I think, loosened the reins a little bit, and his substitution has been different than it has been in the past. And I think he's kind of decided, it's not so bad to have shooters on, or have makers on my team. He's always had shooters. It's not so bad to have makers on our team, and let me adjust to how they play, because I never thought he could live with Rob Dillingham. I just thought, one or two of those Dillingham mistakes that he makes, and he might as well come set with us. But Calipari has learned that the good's going to far outweigh the bad. So you just take the bad, shake it off, let it go back in, and win you a game.
You got a minute. Second half of this game, what do you think is going to happen, Larry?
I don't know. I've been really impressed with both teams. Anderson County scraps and fights you so hard. And then Butler just seems so athletic and relentless. They just keep coming at you. I think this is going to be one, when we get to the final 2 minutes, it could be either one's team. If Johnson starts making a few more shots, that might be the difference for Anderson County.
Hey, always a pleasure, Larry Ball. We appreciate the good work you do, and enjoy reading you. And keep on doing it. Write more and continue writing well.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Larry Ball. We'll be back and check the first half statistics after we pause for just 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owensville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
In that first half for Anderson County, they're led by Jenna Satterley with 7 points and Lainey Johnson with 6. Johnson got her early. Satterley got them later. 3 for her, Faith Hyatt on a 3-pointer. And then 2 apiece for Claire Cooper and Madison Glass and Faith McGregor. On the other side, 8 points for the 6'5 center, Ramiah White. She had 8 points and 3 rebounds. 6 points for Malia Patrick on a pair of 3-pointers, 4 for Mariah Knight, and then 2 points apiece for Keziah Bradley, Anijah Russell, and Amari Robinson as the team shot very comparably there in the first half. Anderson County only made 2 of 10 threes. They might pick that up. We only had 2 free throws shot. Butler got those in the first half. Anderson County actually leads in rebounding, 17 to 13. Turnovers. Only 5 in the game, 3 on Butler and 2 on Anderson County. It's been just really a pretty well-played game. Both teams showing, you know, a really good defensive pressure all the way. Fun game to watch, even at low score of 24-22. Butler moving off to the left side of your dial here in this second half, and they got the ball to begin with that 2-point lead. Here they have it as they go down the right baseline and running and putting a little running jumper is Emery Gober, the little gal at about 5'1 maybe at best. And Gober has her first points of the game, and it's a 4-point lead for the Bearettes. Here is Satterley dribbling in on the left side, and now Johnson flips up a little 8-foot shot that does not go down. And on the rebound, Goble, the little player, got in there and got the rebounding position and forced a foul on Eula Baum. Ella Baum's 5'10 junior, her first foul of the game, first of this second half, and we're less than a minute in as Butler has the ball with a 4-point lead. Here is Butler with the ball. Goble down the right corner. They go inside to White. 3 players around her, turns and missed that layup. Got too far under the goal, and then we get a whistle and a foul going for the rebound, and that foul is going to be on Goble, I believe, or Gober. Gober gets her first foul.
You look at Ramiah White, just her ability to step through right there, Dan. It shows great footwork for a young lady at that type of size. She has great mobility.
Did you learn anything at halftime, Ivan, that we need to know?
Not at this point in time.
Okay.
Not more than you did about Mr.
Oh, right. You know, always entertaining and informative, and you know, how can you beat that combination? Here's Anderson County with it down the goal off to our right. Johnson gives it down the right side to Baum. Nothing there. Top of the key to Faith Hyatt, and now There's a three on the way, good by Claire Cooper.
And that's the thing. If they can start hitting those shots, you know, this Anderson County team, as we've seen in recent years past, they can be very potent, and it opens up the floor for what they like to do.
One-point game, almost 2 minutes into the second half. Under the lead in the ball down the right corner. They go inside, and spinning and putting it up and in with just a power move was Mariah Knight, her third field goal.
Operative word there was power. That's what they're going to do with White and Knight. They're going to try to use that power game against Anderson County.
28-25, Johnson down the right baseline. Sends a pass in there. Satterley runs up and rolls it in from the left baseline. Satterley with 9 points now.
What a difference in play. Satterley, when Coach Burwissel took that timeout in the first half, she's played much differently.
There's a three left side that's good by Emery Gober. I don't know, did she even put up a shot in the first half? And now she's put 5 points in, 31-27. 5:15 to go, third quarter. The lead for Butler. Here is Faith Hyde with it. Driving in on the right side, putting it up off the glass and missing the shot.
They call him a charge. Bomb.
And Bomb gets called for a charge, and guess who stood there and took it?
Gober.
Emery Gober. It's E-M-A-R-E-E-G-O-B-E-R. Emery Gober. And the little senior has played well to begin this second half. Now coming out is White. And when they get her out, they get Amari Robinson in now, a 5'9 senior. So they go much smaller, but they're still certainly, you know, matched up pretty well with Anderson County. And they're much quicker overall. Driving in the lane, a little flip shot is up and no good by Anaja Russell. Rebounded by Johnson. Here she goes, handles it well, moves down, keeps the dribble, goes inside. Can't get a shot away. Gives it up back to Hyatt. Faith Hyatt in the lane. Sends it to the right side on the baseline to Baum. Now Hyatt. Out on the perimeter to Cooper. Finally Satterley gets it. Left wing. Oh, puts it. Leaves her defender. Goes under. Puts it up. No good. Got players hitting the deck. No call. Back outside. Three is on the way. And good by Claire Cooper. And almost had to get a call there, Ivan. Really surprised we didn't get something.
That plot of land inside the blue area when White's not out on the floor looks totally different for Anderson County, though, doesn't it?
You bet. There's a steal. Satterley picks off a pass. Wow. And to Johnson, who races under and lays it up and in.
It's not going to be good. There was a foul before off the ball as you had one player get ran up the back here. So it stopped the runaway lay-in.
Foul's going to be on Anaja Russell.
Russell, yeah.
She ran That's up, her first team foul, number two, here in the third quarter.
She ran up the back of Cooper, I believe it was, as she was trying to make a beat on the ball with Johnson. So it really saved the basket.
Anderson County inbounds it. Johnson deep in the right corner. Comes on the dribble. Spins, weaves, can't get a shot away. And doesn't force one up. Gives it up, gets it back, and now fires a three. Good.
It's that shot right now, Dan. They are hitting the outside shot right now, the Anderson County, which they didn't do well in that first half. They missed several outside shots.
33-31. Anderson County has moved back into the lead. Outside, Goldberg. Bradley is in control at the top of the key over on the left wing to Patrick. Patrick's hit a couple of threes. Goldberg now goes down inside. They fan it back on the perimeter. Gober, and Gober's going to fire another three. Banked it in.
She said, why not, Dan? Why not?
Gober has 8 points in the game, all in this second half. 34-33. Butler back to the lead. Back and forth we go now. Johnson, high post on the dribble. Hands it back outside. Now Johnson gets it back. Fires a three. Good.
She's in rhythm. She's in rhythm right now. And again, all of this is a byproduct of White not being out on the floor, because it just changes the way this floor is balanced.
36-34. There is Gober. Missed the three, left it short. But the rebound tracked down by the Bear Reds. Over they get it on that right side was Knight. Now left side, there's a three on the way that's no good by Patrick. Rebound lost out of bounds. It'll be Anderson County's ball. And going after that ball was Amari Robinson, who thought she'd been fouled. We're going to get a timeout taken by Butler.
I thought she got pushed in the back, too, by Johnson.
Hey, I'm too hard on the officials, but we only have three of them out there, Ivan.
We'll be, and you and I.
And you and me. 2:32 left to play here in this third quarter of play. Anderson County has the lead, 36-34, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Looking in at watching this Butler huddle, and Emery Gober, she looked at Coach Wheeler and said, "Coach, you want me back in there?" And she's back in there.
She's in there with Ramiah White. And of course, you know, everybody's wondering, you know, what's going to happen with Ramiah White now with the situation at UK. You know, she'd signed with UK. Now with Coach Elsie not being there anymore, what happens with her college future.
Here is Anderson County in backcourt. They get her across the timeline. Johnson's going to drive in, and they cut her off, force her to give it away. Here's Satterley driving left side all the way to the rim, and shot blocked. And getting in there to block it, Satterley gets it back, and he gets fouled.
Yeah, Satterley stayed with it after Knight got that initial block. I mean, she came out of nowhere, and they're going to call Knight with the foul now. It's a great job of Satterley just staying with it.
I think they called, was it Knight or Patrick?
I thought he gave 25.
I thought it's maybe 24.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. One of those two players. Anyway, we'll check on that in a minute. Right now, Johnson into the lane, spins, weaves, forced up a shot, doesn't go, rebounded by Knight.
I think you are right, because I don't think Knight has a foul on her on the board.
Here with the ball across the timeline, Butler. Trying to see if they can tie the score or retake the lead with a three-point shot. White comes out high to take it. Now putting it on the deck is Patrick. Can't get free. Now they go back inside to White, who turns and lays it. And what an excellent entry pass by Emery Gober. And laid up and in by Ramiah White, who now has 10 points. And we are right back where we started, Ivan. 36 apiece with a minute 25 to go third quarter. Breaking down inside is Anderson County. Satterley going for the basket, and she is fouled by Emery Gober. Did Gober play in the first half? I mean, where was she?
But haven't we seen that all day today, though? A player that will just all of a sudden surprise you and start playing well.
There's Satterley putting a free throw in. Satterley, a 5'9 senior, and Gober is coming out right now. Going to be replaced in there by Keziah Bradley. So Bradley for Gomer, and again, both very small players. Satterley puts a free throw up, and it rolls around and finally falls in.
Got one of those round-trip tickets, didn't it?
11 for Satterley. 38-36. The Lady Bearcats with the lead. Butler with the ball, a minute 14 to play. Working right side is Bradley, the little guard. Gives it up deep in the corner down there to Patrick. Doesn't have anything. Now they go inside to White, who missed the layup that time. And the rebound is knocked away, and Anderson kind of gets it. I jinxed White at halftime talking about how she could put the ball in the basket inside. She's missed a couple of shots pretty close to the mark there here in this second half. Johnson behind the back on the dribble trying to get free. Now whips a pass down the baseline. Satterley underneath, and a shot is put up.
Should stay with Anderson because the ball got tipped. I mean, it got blocked. She just didn't throw it up there.
Faith McGregor put up a shot down the left baseline. It looked like it got tipped, and then it hit up off the top of the board, so they give it to Butler because he hit the top of the board when actually the last touch before it got there was off of Butler, it appeared. But the Bearheads get the ball, and they have a chance with 31 seconds to go in the quarter to send us into the final period in a tie game where they could hit a three and take the lead.
It's been fun.
19 seconds to go, and just dribbling the ball at long range is Malia Patrick. She has a hit a pair of threes in the first half. Patrick off the left side, sends it back on the right. They let it go inside to White, who forces up a shot.
Yeah,
no good.
Charge, yeah.
And she gets called for charging.
And she put that elbow right in the top of the
That's her first foul.
That was McGregor that took that punishment.
5 seconds to go. And Butler's going to pick up a little bit early, try to not let them get too good a shot here. Johnson throws a long pass down. It's tipped away. And Butler trying to get it. And time, well, they lose it out of bounds with 5/10 of a second to go. So
yeah, Robinson was going too fast right there.
It looks like they might steal and get a shot. Trying to get it in. Johnson does get it in, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. And it ends with Anderson County owning the lead. Anderson County's Lady Bearcats, 38, Butler, 36. And we'll be back with fourth quarter action in just a minute.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Both teams shooting the three ball pretty well. Anderson County has made 6 of 14, 42.9%. Butler 4 of 10, 40%. And each team has had only two free throws, and both are 2 for 2. Ivan, we just have had a low foul game, and you know, when I think about the way the game's gone, that's kind of unusual that we, because these teams are taking the ball to the rim, and
yeah,
we've had a lot of shots in close, but only a couple of fouls that have mattered.
You know, and we thought this would be a good matchup coming into this. I don't think we thought it would be this good of a matchup, really. I mean, the way that it's played, each team is taking the other team's best at times. These last 8 minutes of regulation should be quite interesting, because I think what trepidation may have been out there for Anderson County coming in this game left a long time ago. And again, I think it was the whatever message, whatever. I'd love to know what Coach Bird Whistle said in that time that he called in that first half. And I think it was directed more towards Satterley and the way she was going about her business.
Here's Johnson with it. Anderson County with the lead in the ball. And there's a steal taken away. Bad pass. Patrick coming down against Johnson. Lays it up and in. How about the way she finished that one right there?
Yeah, she knew Johnson was coming after her. She got herself under control.
Went in on the left side and laid it back up and in with the right hand. An impressive finish for Patrick, who has 8 points. We are tied at 38 apiece. Pass down inside to Johnson. Gathers herself. Puts it up and in.
There's that staple, Dan. You know, Johnson gave it up and then came off of that back pick right there at about the elbow, and she was wide open.
14 points for Laney Johnson. Anderson County back to the lead, 40-38. We near the 7 minute mark remaining in this game. Franklin County, North Laurel are next here tonight at Rupp Arena. Driving the lane, they kick it left corner to Patrick. Outside with the ball is Knight. Now on the left wing again, Patrick. And we get a double dribble. And Patrick knew it.
She knew it right off the bat, yeah.
Taps her chest, said, that's on me.
Well, you love that accountability. I mean, coaches don't ever like mistakes, but when you immediately take accountability for it, didn't blame it on anybody else.
And if my late brother were here, he'd say, Coach Wheeler, you just say, Well, it sure wasn't me. You did it.
Absolutely. Wasn't mine.
Hey, here we go with the ball in the hands of Anderson County with a two-point lead off to our right. Laney Johnson. Faith Hyatt, left corner. There's a three ball, a good look. But the shot is left well short by end of the game right now. It's Ella Baum who missed that. Had trouble picking up that number over there. And here is the ball going down inside to White, who lays it up and in.
Just threw it up high. Hyatt couldn't get to that ball. Just lacking the size to affect that entry pass. You still see Hyatt matched up with White down inside. Folks, you just have to be able to visualize the difference in height there.
12 points for White now in the game. We're tied at 40. We have been tied a bunch tonight in this game. And Anderson County, see if they can regain the lead. Hyatt dribbling on White. Gives it up, but DeSalle taken away. Lost it on the dribble. Running down Patrick. Patrick's going to go all the way and flips it back up that same way.
Yeah.
With on the left side, with her right hand, flipped it back up, and it goes in, and it's 42-40, the lead to Butler again.
Yeah, you wonder, do you call a timeout if you're Coach Burwitz just to settle your team down here? You don't want it to get away from you.
Johnson puts up a jump shot. No, you don't.
You got Johnson. Yeah, Johnson is your timeout. She is your cheat code. She is your password.
The lefty hit a jumper near the top of the key. It's 42-42. 5:18 left inside to White. Turns between two defenders and lays it in.
Answers are in the back of the book, Dan. And White is the back of the book. Wow.
44-42.
Oh, she even gave a little taunt there with a little rockabye baby. She said, I'm putting you to sleep.
Here's Satterley on the left side. Gives to Johnson. Trying to make a move with it. Johnson dribbling, goes down inside, spins, weaves, puts it up, no good. Draws the foul. That's going to be on Anijah Russell. It'll be her second. It'll be the first foul of this final quarter.
You get a sense these players, these elite players now, it's money time now. You see White come to the forefront. You see Johnson trying to put her team on her back.
Johnson misses off the back there. Yeah, you really sense Johnson was, hey, I'm not hogging the ball. It's not that I think I got to take every shot, but, hey, we are down by two, and my team needs it, and I'm going to try to get a good shot if I can.
In the first quarter, she was doing it not being selfish. She was doing it because Satterley wasn't doing her part. Now it's to the point where she's like, okay, I've got to be the best player for my team right now to give us a chance to win.
She makes the second free throw. It's a one-point game. We get a timeout. 44-43. White is getting a break right now, and this will help her to have a little extra time to rest before she comes back in. And we'll be back. We'll pause 30 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Butler with the ball. They have a one-point lead. We got 4:51 to go.
Well, we appreciate everybody that's listening in, Dan. But this is the reason why we encourage people to come out to this event, games like this.
Here is Russell down the left corner. Gober back in the game. Buries a three.
Oh, she knew it early. She knew it early, Dan. When that ball went off her hand, it was like she was Steph Curry. She knew it was going.
47-43. Emery Gober, 11 points all in this second half for the little girl. Only about 5-2. She's got a steal and then falls down. Timeout taken.
She was on the line.
She's trying to call a timeout to save a possession, but she was across the sideline after the steal.
She's made her bid for player of the game for Butler if they come out here with a win.
Take that tape measure you brought, and when she leaves the floor, measure her if you would.
Well, I've got my homework to do here.
I like to know how really how tall she is. Here driving in, and there's Johnson, flips it up off the right baseline. It rolled over and goes out of bounds, and it's touched last by Gober, they say, and they're going to give it back to Anderson County underneath their own basket. Satterley will inbound. And here we go. Looking. Finally get it deep in the corner. coming out on the dribble.
Satterley and Johnson need to touch this ball.
And Satterley down the left side, a little short jumper is no good. Rebounded, back up, no good. And finally, Butler comes out there with it. Grabbing the rebound is Amari Robinson. And Butler with the ball and a four-point lead and 3:40 left to play in this game.
Trying to take control here of this ball game.
Nigel Russell with it down the left corner. Gober back out. Russell firing a three left of the key. Banked it in.
Wow. Oh, wow. A couple of bank shots by the Bearettes in this ball game. Wow.
50-43. Elijah Russell with a big basket. Satterley back the other way. Puts it up and it spins and rolls in.
There you go.
Satterley answers and she answers in a hurry. 50-45. Clock at 3:10. Plenty of time to go, but certainly every possession now very, very important. Russell outside. Johnson guarding her.
Butler doesn't have White out on the floor. That was a foul.
And Johnson fouls Russell going for the basket. Johnson gets her second foul. Again, the fouls in this last quarter are just one apiece. We've got 2:58 to go, so that could be interesting as we near the end, but we've got the media timeout right now. 2:58 to play. Butler 50. Anderson County 45. We're back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Proud to represent the Family Wealth Group here on the Girls Sweet 16 coverage on WMST. The Family Wealth Group, they what? It's where Kentucky retires. I always thought what a great slogan for a company, and that's what they want to do. They want to help people retire knowing that they're going to be able to comfortably retire and how to do it. And they can help you with every phase of it. They've got a team of people that they'll put to work for you at the Family Wealth Group. Here, it's Russell going to the free throw line. Nigel Russell, she has made her only two free throws. She has 5 points in the game. And again, we've only had six free throws shot in the entire game, and the free throw is up and good.
Well, you'd love to see players get up in this situation, kind of help their team get to the finish line.
Russell, this one rattles around, comes out. Johnson there alone for the rebound. It's a six-point game, 51-45. Satterley. Sends it to Justice, taken away. What a steal. Coming up with it, going down, stopping, spinning up in the lane, and the shot rolls in for Mariah Knight. She takes it coast to coast, and it is 53-45.
Can't make mistakes like that.
Satterley, left side, there's a three on the way that's way short. It was put up over there by Baum and rebounded by Butler. 2:25 to go.
You see any opportunity making its way towards the exit for Anderson County right now.
Driving in on the right side.
Oh, wow.
They go inside, laying it up and in. What a great pass from Amari Robinson. She got it over to Knight, who lays it up and in. Knight with four quick ones and 10 in the game. 55-45 with 2:05 to go and a timeout taken by the Anderson County Lady Bearcats. 2:05 to go. We'll be back and see if the Bearcats can somehow make a big comeback in the final 2:05. We return in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
As they come back to play, Anderson County with it, and Satterley takes a pass down the baseline, spins and kisses it off the glass. 55-47. Pass ahead underneath, and Johnson made a good foul.
She did the only thing you could do.
Yeah, they got the ball to Ramia White, and she went under for what was going to be a layup, and she'll shoot two free throws instead on Johnson's third foul. 1:40 left, first time on the line. And the free throw is good.
You love to see your post players in this situation knocking on the free throws, because typically they're going to get fouled if they touch the ball.
56-47, a little knee bend. Fires the second one up and in.
Hey, I could get used to that in a blue and white jersey on the UK campus.
And now she comes out of the game with a 10-point lead. She has 16 points in the game.
And having so much fun.
Yeah. Here's Satterley with it. Minute and a half to go. Down by 10. Satterley dribbling right, being closely guarded. Can't get free for a shot. Looking for help. Spins into the lane. Left baseline. No shot available. Back out. Johnson. Johnson's got to get a shot here. Johnson spinning, weaving. Top of the key. A three is up and it's no good. And the rebound. Satterley gets it. Turns. Puts it up. It doesn't go. Rebound, battle for again, and we get a whistle and a foul.
Knight.
Yeah, the foul is going to be called on Mariah Knight. That's her first foul of the game.
Yeah, only the second team foul.
Only the second team foul. So Anderson County does get it back, but now we're down to just 68 seconds to go. You got to look for the three ball. You got to get quick scores. Johnson inside. Leaner flips it up. It doesn't go. Rebound by Knight. Quickly gets rid of it to Emery Gober. Anderson County has committed only two fouls, so they got to foul three times.
They got to come to them now.
And the Butler fans, that's where they are.
They're right over there. You found them.
Yeah. Driving through is Russell. He circles back out. Anderson County is not fouling with 38 seconds to go. Now they did commit a foul. But again, that foul on Johnson, and that's her fourth.
Impressive way that Butler closed this out there. It was very impressive. They did it in a short period of time, but boy, when they came strong.
I was wondering what they were doing. They almost gave her two shots. I say that's only three fouls, so.
It's late in the game. They just got accustomed to this.
37.8 seconds to go. The Butler Bearettes are going to move on. 57-47. They get the ball inbounds.
You got to get Robinson.
Knight will stand and hold the ball. Bounces it back out on the perimeter to Robinson. And now Russell with it. Russell backing away on the dribble.
Johnson can't foul.
Yeah, Johnson don't want to foul. She did. She's fouled out.
And Coach Burles, he's back here. He's like, the communication had to be to the team. We've got to foul immediately. And I don't know why you probably didn't sub her out. Knowing that.
Johnson had 17 points and quite a player, Lainey Johnson.
Yeah, outstanding player.
She had a great career. And now we're also going to get into the game for Anderson County. Madison Glass coming back, but first Russell is going to shoot a pair of free throws.
No, you got enough out again.
Oh, that's right. We see how
it got the
officials. Only number four.
They got the officials twice on it.
Butler looking to get it in. They do so, and there's a quick foul. that time, but they, you know, if they were going to foul, they needed to foul real early before.
Oh, yeah. Faith
McGregor gets the foul.
They did not execute defensively in this last minute.
The game got away from them too quickly.
It did. I mean, it was woo. Like a thief in the night, basically.
Robinson with a pair of free throws, puts it up, and it spins out. 23.8 seconds to go.
What a game this was, though. This was an absolute.
It was a
well-played game, both ends.
Robinson knocks down the second free throw. Only her third point, but she's played well.
Yeah, in relief of White every time.
Here's Satterley running down. Satterley's going to take this one, goes all the way to the basket, flips it up and in. Satterley has played well. Only 12 seconds to go.
And that's it.
Butler on the offensive end, and we won't get another shot. 58-49. The Butler Bearettes have knocked Anderson County out of the tournament. The Bearettes will continue. And we got more action to come. Franklin County North Laurel coming up, but we'll come back and recap this one for you. It was a dandy 9-point game, but it was a white knuckler until the last couple of minutes of this one, and we'll tell you all about it again in case you joined us late after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
With Ivan Rawls, Dan Manley back with you at the Rupp Arena. And here we've just seen the Butler Bearettes pick up a victory as they move on here in the tournament. The Bearettes will be now at 27-8 on the season. Anderson County wraps up a 32-3 year.
It's tough. You know, we've seen some teams like that at Montgomery County have some really good seasons and to bow out without a championship. And that's kind of tough. You know, you have a lot of hope and aspirations of winning the championship. You've got a team that you think can compete on a high level with some of the best. And then it ends like this. And at the end of the year, there's only going to be one that doesn't taste the agony of defeat. And wow, this Bearette team, I'm telling you, what Coach Wheeler was able to do with that team to get them to that point to where they could give that last little punch. And like I said, you know, they've got a cheat code. I don't care what you say. When you put White there out there on the floor, she's a cheat code, because if she gets good position down in there, there's really nobody down here that can stop her with that deep position. And they got timely shooting in this ball game, which you need it. In the way that both these teams were able to defense each other, they got some timely shooting. Gober, what a game she had. She came to the forefront, and not only by hitting some shots, but what the energy she gave on the defense too also made a difference in that ball game.
And you know, sometimes you do you know, statistics tell you a story that sometimes you kind of miss out. I kind of missed out a little something in this game, Ivan, that the stat sheet tells me. And, you know, Butler had 18 assists on 23 field goals. This team, and they really did, they passed the ball extremely well.
They moved the ball well. Now, you think about the shots that White got and made. She made 7 of 11. Well, all of those were off an assist. Yeah, she never had to dribble to create her own shot. Everything that she got, so that's 7 of those 18 assists. Now, still, 18 assists on 23 made baskets. That's sharing the sugar, as they say. They shared it. No one person had to dominate the basketball for them, and that's what makes them dangerous going forward. To be able to have that type of ratio on assists to made baskets.
Yeah, and is anybody going to take Emery Gober really seriously? I mean, she could walk in to any junior high gym in Kentucky and suit up and go out there, and nobody's going to question her age, Ivan. I mean, she's a little bitty gal, but wow, what a second half. She had all 11 of her points and hit three threes in that second half. But balance was the story for Butler. For Anderson County, we knew they had two players that were going to dominate, and Satterley and Johnson got 17 apiece. Claire Cooper had 8 points, including hit a couple of threes there in the second half. And then only 2 points for Madison Glass and 2 for Faith McGregor otherwise. They had two players that really did most of the damage scoring. And on the other side, we had 4 players in double figures for the Butler Bearettes, led by White with 16.
Gober made 17 threes on the season, Dan. She made 3 in this game. Now, what story does that tell you? As a coach, you're saying, hey, we don't have to worry about her shooting the ball. You know, she's only averaging like just right around 4 points per contest. That's not the player that your scouting report revolves around. You talk about, Malia Patrick. She went 2 of 3 from the three-point line tonight. When you look on the season, she made 23 all season. She only shot 27% from the three-point line. And think about how timely those shots were when Malia Patrick hit those. That's what it takes sometimes. You know, you got to have people that do some things, that are uncommon in these situations. And that's what happened. And I know Coach Wheeler's thankful for that it happened at the right time to get them through this game. You know, I think she wanted to understand how they would handle this moment. You know, she was more concerned that Anderson County had been here before, you know, when you talk about Satterley and Johnson. Well, they got themselves through a half unscathed, and then, boy, they really, as we got through the second half, especially in that fourth quarter, they knew when to strike, and when they did, there was no answer from Anderson County. They had kind of spent all that they had, but boy, what a valiant effort! And it was just a great game, great competitive game throughout. But that's kind of the story, you know. White did what White does, and Knight had 10 points, and that was a good night for her. Very efficient, 5 of 8 from the floor. But when it came down to it, you look at what Gober and Patrick did offensively for this team that probably was unexpected. When you coach Bird whistling, saying that, yeah, I got to worry about these two. Now, he was worried about what was going to happen in around that paint more than he was what was going to happen out on the perimeter.
Anderson County, they got outscored in bench points 13-4. Mm-hmm. They got outscored in the paint, which you would expect 30-20. They got outscored in points after turnovers 8-3. Fast break points 6-0. They did lead in second chance points. So they had some misses that came way back outside. They got rebounds, and they led 12-0 in second chance points. But Anderson County led it by 2 entering the final quarter. And after scoring 11, 13, and 12 in the first three quarters, 22 points in the final period. They just picked up the offense, and they're able to pick up the victory in the game. Overall, the team stats, Anderson County, 20 of 51 from the field. They hit 39.2%, 23 of 40 for Butler, 57.5%, and they made 6 of 12 threes and 6 of 8 from the line. They just outshot Anderson County, the Lady Bearcats 6 of 17 from the three-point line. Anderson County out-rebounded this Butler team 26 to 19 as White had four rebounds, Knight had four rebounds. Anijah Russell, actually the leading rebounder for Butler with five, and Anderson County did it, the rebound advantage with everybody. 5-4-4-3-2-2-2, everybody getting involved. But again, assist, 18 assists, including five by Anijah Russell, who had just a terrific game overall, only one turnover, blocked a shot, played 27 minutes, and had five rebounds to go with her 6 points. She was the guard that they really needed to step up big against an Anderson County team that boasts two outstanding guards who did play well tonight, just not quite well enough. So Anderson County wraps up another great season for the Lady Bearcats, and the Butler Bearettes move on. They'll carry a 27-8 record into the quarterfinal round against either Franklin County. Boy, wouldn't that be a matchup, only because we've seen them and we know the size. But North Laurel will certainly come in and give Franklin County a battle, and that's coming up next. We're going to be back on the air in just a little bit over a half hour. We're going to step back to the station. Jeff West, who will spin some great music for you over the next half hour, and then right after the news at the top of the hour, we'll return. 8:30 is the tip-off time for our next game between Franklin County and North Laurel. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Again, the Family Wealth Group, our lead sponsor on our coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. We appreciate them and all the folks who help bring you coverage. Brought to you in part by Garrett Furniture on Main Street in Carlisle. We certainly appreciate their coverage of high school sports with us. Stay with us right here on WMST. We're going to be back shortly with our pregame show, getting ready for the final game of the day. We've got three teams in the quarterfinals now that have advanced. Bowling Green coming up with a victory in our opening game. They win it 46-44, in case you missed the earlier action. Then McCracken County downing Russell 50-33, and now it's Butler over Anderson County 58-49. Back with our final game in about a half hour right here on 1150 and 106.9, and maybe you're listening wherever you might be on WMSDradio.com. For Ivan Rawls, Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all of our great crew who do so many good things behind the scenes. For now, Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us, and until we rejoin you in a half hour, so long for now from Rupp Arena.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.